to the first episode of Fourth and Goal. My name's Mike Thomas, and I'm going to be here hosting with everyone. I got my friend Craig here my left. He's going to be helping me out.
I'm going to do everything that I can to impart wisdom upon the nation and the world.
Everything he says is a lie. Moving on to Reggie, a.k.a. the Coral Snake.
Woo!
Coral Snake. I will bring stories from the hospital because they're damn funny.
That's good.
Yeah, because
it's
he
a
works
football
a
show,
yeah,
but I mean, he's going to
bring,
whatever.
The morbid, funny, you know, like, oh, I saw this person die. Ha ha ha. It's awesome.
We mix
so
it up.
Disturbing.
We mix
so
it up.
So disturbing.
But anyway, this is the first show, and obviously, just bear with us while we get used to everything. But hopefully, you know, come football season, we'll actually have everything ironed out, and we'll be able to do everything right for you. This is a mainly football podcast, but we're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. Like
life.
Today, we're going to be setting up. There's no football going on.
Rock and roll and
yes.
Drugs.
We're going to be talking about a lot of different sports stuff. The NHL playoffs are going on. The NBA playoffs are going on. We're also going to be talking about some football news and what's going on with Favre and Vic. All that coming up later in the show. But
you want to know this because what we have to tell is more important than ESPN and Yahoo and NFL.com because we know stuff they don't know.
We're on the ground floor.
Literally. The inside information on the ground floor. We're not even lying about that part.
No.
Reggie's black.
We can make this happen. We're in a dining room sitting on the floor. We got books on our laps holding our mics. Everything's perfect.
This is a very, very high-profile operation with a lot of money invested.
And it's only going to get better. That's a good thing. It can only get better.
It's pretty good already.
I think so.
I've already critiqued our first show. It's awesome.
It's great.
It can't get better.
We're setting the bar awesomely high.
Get strippers in here.
Well, yeah.
That's just for us.
You see,
no
Reggie's gone in the toilet now.
Yeah,
he's
just completely gone.
He broke the seal and he's in the gutter now. All right. So
off topic.
Let's hear
about... Would you expect
about...
any less from me?
No, I wouldn't.
No,
I wouldn't.
That's why I asked you to be on the show, because
the
I knew that you would bring the funny.
Right.
And bring the funny.
Or he'll bring the laughs,
I'll bring
at least.
The funny.
Don't make
don't
pressure
do
on him, because then...
Okay.
He'll,
all right, moving
fun.
On. Okay. So, sports world, not much football going on. There's a lot of really good playoffs going on right now, though. The one of them, for me, the most exciting is the NHL playoffs. Yeah, I know most of America feels that way, but it's really the most exciting playoffs, I think, in sports. It is incredible what's going on right now. Right now, you've got the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals going on. In the East, you've got Buffalo, who was the best team in the NHL throughout the regular season. They're coming in, and they were dangerously close to being swept by the Ottawa Senators, and Buffalo battled back and was able to win game four to avoid being swept, but they're still in a bad predicament being down 3-1 in the series, and their next game is played tomorrow. I don't expect anything but Ottawa to come in there and win.
I know very little. All I know is I've been reading some stuff. I watched very little. I watched the Penguin game, but that was, what, rounds and rounds ago.
Yeah, that was round one.
And they're even saying, much like the NBA playoffs, which we're not going to go to yet, but much like it, there is missing that marquee team this year. I just read that today, actually. There's no Red Wings. There's no Rangers. There's no – because I don't know
well,
who's
the
left.
The Red Wings are still in.
The problem is
the Red Wings and Anaheim are playing out in the West. The problem is their games haven't been starting until 9 o'clock at night, and nobody's getting coverage on this because every game has been on Versus.
That's right.
And that's a network that they're doing a good job covering the game. It's just nobody watches
it. They're silly. They made a joke on ESPN today about on the one of the things I was reading. They made a joke about Versus is going to pick up the dogfighting that Vic is broadcasting from his house.
They pick up pretty much any sporting event. It's like, oh yeah, ice skating. Oh yeah, let's do tree chopping.
That's hard. That's hard work. I just want you to know that even Yahoo lists NHL fourth on importance of sports, right next to NASCAR. And that's why people are snoozing about it. It's a great sport, and I will watch the finals. I will watch them.
The problem with the NHL is that it's a very much a regional sport. And nobody, if you don't live in a city that has a hockey team, no, you don't care.
There's a couple. I saw one.
Yeah. There's like two.
There's more now because I saw one
the other
day. There's one on the
Penguins,
and I was like,
what is he doing? I think there's even one still in the playoffs. I don't know his name, but.
I saw one getting into a fight, and I'm like, that's a bad idea, dude. Because if any kind of race ever comes into this sport, you're screwed. You're done. You're outnumbered. At least if it's a basketball fight. Ugh, it's ridiculous. Okay, continue on what we need to. What if I were going to watch a series? What are there two different ones that are going on right now?
The two different ones. There's the Ottawa and Buffalo one, which has so far to this time been completely one-sided. And the problem with that is just they're actually two of the better teams in the league, but Ottawa's just been kicking butt left and right. And so that series has almost gotten to the point where it's boring. It's so lopsided. But over in the West, which no one's been able to watch on the East Coast because right. they've been starting so late, is a very good series going on. It's tied 2-2, and it's the Anaheim Ducks and Detroit Red Wings. And so far, they've battled back and forth, and that one looks like it's going to go the distance.
Okay.
And those are two of the better teams. It's a good playoffs, and those have both been great games.
So you love series. Hockey, and I don't, and Reggie's not really into hockey. The Coral Snake doesn't bite on the ice, you know what I'm saying?
If I'm going to watch hockey, I'd rather watch it live.
No, that's true.
I will also go to a hockey game. As I said, I'll watch the finals. But for someone like Mike, who's a fan, what could you say in like 15 seconds, just because like a snippet, like a commercial for why should I watch this and why not? Because I'm going to wait until it's on NBC and HD, which is my love to watch things in HD because it's better coverage. Why am I going to go watch Blurry Versus where I can't see the puck?
The two hockey games this weekend are both on NBC
okay.
and HD. But the reason why you want to watch this stuff is it really is, if anybody thinks they're a sports fan, there's no reason you shouldn't watch this. It's great. It's got everything that you could possibly want in sports. They're both teams. Every team is playing for their life. They're putting everything out on the ice. It's filled with emotion. It's more emotion than any sport I've ever watched.
I feel like that is just totally debatable. Soccer boys, man, they care.
Well,
they care.
Hockey is almost like soccer, you know, not a high-scoring game. Takes mad skill to get
no,
it.
No, but
get
well,
that
the NHL has put in rules recently to where there are high scoring games. Now the goalies that are left in the playoffs are at the point where they can shut people down, and so that you've got the high scoring offenses that are being stopped. And I think that's also part of the fact that people might not be interested. But there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of scoring chances, and the reason why the games have been so low scoring is because these goalies are playing
right.
amazing. So if you like watching a good goalie. Every team has a goalie that's making amazing saves. The teams are putting pressure on. Everybody's playing at full blast, and there's not a single game that you watch that's been one-sided. Most of the games in this playoff have been decided by one goal or less.
Most of those games have gone into overtime. And that's my problem.
It's not always.
Well,
it goes into overtime all the time.
Yeah, it does go into overtime all the time,
but then
it's even more exciting in overtime because the game could be over
in
5 seconds.
You got to understand, that's it's exciting for a fan of hockey, but then you take someone outside of the box, you know, and it's not a sport that's as easy to get into, I don't think.
It's not. You have to sit and watch a game or two. You have to dedicate yourself to kind of watching a game or two to understand the flow of the game because at first it's easy to sit and watch and kind of get lost in.
Right.
Because you're watching just teams kind of go back and forth and there's not much scoring and stuff. But once you get involved in the other minor things, scoring is almost secondary. It's all the battles after the puck.
But you got to learn to understand.
But it takes. You don't have
play,
to.
You know all these.
Well, yeah, you.
You can learn that by watching one period of hockey.
True.
And you can learn the some of the nuances in a game. It's not a difficult game to pick up in terms of watching as a fan. You could watch one game and have a good idea of what to watch for. It's not that hard. It's just
Here's my problem, and this will be great because I think this will be a transition into both NBA and NFL for us from this. Just because here's my problem, and it's a scoring thing, and it's why soccer just never grabs me. I'll watch a World Cup game, but I mean I get why they get so excited for that one goal. We played that soccer game on the 360. It is very fun to get that one goal, but really the reason why the NBA playoffs are getting so exciting is you got people they're draining threes. The scores are getting hot and heavy, and when they're down in the low 80s for a total score, it's because there was a sick defensive game or they sucked. And in football, you get frequent scores. Typically, the game that ends 9-3 is not the biggest ratings getter.
No.
It's not the one that everyone's like, oh, did you see that game? Now, guys who love a defensive game, I know that wouldn't bother you in some cases.
Well, it depends because you can have a 9-3 game that is huge on defense, and you can also have a 9-3 game that is very bad.
It's a very bad game.
It can be a Cleveland Browns, Oakland Raiders style game where it sucks.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad.
It's very easy to do that.
We'll get to that because they're listed actually 32nd and 31st. On the ESPN Power Rankings, and we'll get to the how bad, because both of them happen to draft well and still are in the toilet.
Yeah, but they're rookies. You can't count on rookies to come in and...
No, not the positions that they put. No. They put the two QBs and
wide receivers.
The tackle will make a difference instantly. But before we flush over to NFL, I got to say at least about the NBA playoffs, they're very exciting. And the reason they're exciting, there was a team that is now gone, unfortunately, because this is, you know, we're May 16th now? 2007, I think that's where we're at, something like that.
Yeah,
May 18th.
That's when we're recording.
Okay,
yeah.
I lost days, May 18th. Yeah. And Golden State is out, but when they were in, And anyone who's seen these games knows, and the ratings were actually decent, better than NHL ratings, but that's a given because it's on Versus Network, which no one has. They were shooting 30 to 40 three-pointers a game. You had Steven Jackson, who is a crazy character. He's like a character out of a basketball player. You had Baron Davis, who for about four games was, I think he was invoking a later Jordan. Not the Jordan prime. Not the best. No one does that. Even LeBron at his best, even Wade at his best, doesn't do that.
Jordan on his way out.
Yeah, because he was making those fadeaways, yeah. And he was sinking stuff, and Baron was hot. And watching him and watching the Suns and watching the Spurs and then watching even LeBron, there's a game going on right now while we're doing this podcast. And hopefully LeBron is showing up because he phoned in a couple of games.
It's a 9-point lead, Cleveland.
Well, they lost 11 points somehow. So, but anyway, and Mike hasn't dug the basketball since I've been pimping it every day. I'm like, you got to watch some of these games. He's telling me you got to watch the NHL games. And
well, here's the difference between the NBA and the NHL. NBA.
More money.
Yeah, more money. The NBA is definitely more popular, and there's nothing NHL is ever going to do to combat that. It's just most people aren't going to get into it.
It lost something. There was something
it didn't,
that went
it was
away.
It was never a hugely popular sport. You just lived in a hockey town.
I did.
You lived in New York where they had the Rangers and the Islanders.
Well, they liked the Rangers. We were a fan of the Rangers. When you live up there, you like the Rangers, you like the Yankees, you like the Mets,
whatever. You even got the Devils right across the pond. So.
Correct. And New Jersey is a big sports, actually, state. They like their Nets.
Yeah.
They like
That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
I was just there this weekend.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah. So the difference, though, is the NBA is played by boys. When you watch it compared to the NHL, which... the NHL, there's no doubt about it. When you watch the two sports, you've got boys playing against each other and get upset over anything. They get upset over a foul.
Type of sport. If you had more stringent, and I don't want them to, rules in the NHL, it would be different. Yes, they're starting to flop like soccer in basketball. But I wouldn't call them boys. These are big, big men.
No, they're big. They're very big men that have the attitude and play with the attitude of boys. Boys playing on a playground. You don't sit there and take 43s and expect to win a game.
They were winning games.
They were
small
winning
ball.
Games.
Small
but that
ball.
Happens. But the better team is
all
always...
I was saying was what was fun to watch. And it was, whereas a hockey game is usually exciting, there are moments where I find myself looking off into the ads on the rink and looking off sides of the TV because I'm like, well, nobody's scoring. Nobody's scoring a goal. Nobody's fighting. I would like them to fight right now.
Yeah, but if you watch a football
fights.
Game...
Do you want the fights?
Do you watch a football game only for scoring?
No, I'm in love with football. I would like to have sex with football. It's different.
But,
football,
I mean, like, sports should be the same thing. If you like sports and you watch sports a lot, then why...
Well, I don't know because I love sports...
Here's the thing.
A scoring whore?
What different sports normally you're following a certain player.
Yeah.
And you follow that player. And
that's not true
because.
Well, I do. For me, that's what I do in life.
Yes. No,
I can't connect to anyone. I used to like Mark Messier. This is older stuff. And I never was into Gretzky, even though everybody else was. I just never was. Even though I think he played on the Rangers for a little while. But. It was into, like, Mark Messier, and it was, like, a deal. And my buddy had – my friend who I looked up to had his jersey and stuff, and it was, like, a – you know, and hockey jerseys are, like, $100,000. So when you're a kid, you don't even have one.
See, when you start watching sports, normally you follow a player. When you start following that player, next
or
thing you
team.
Know –
or a team.
But that player ends up turning into a team. Next thing you know, you're branching off from one team to the next team. You're like, this is my team, and you're going to follow. You're going to watch this sport more often, and all games more likely.
But eventually you also make that evolution to, I like the sport, and I like watching the sport. None of us, we all watch football games. We don't just watch, I mean, I'm a huge Steeler fan. I'm a diehard Steeler fan, but I watch other games.
I'll watch any football game.
Yeah, you watch any football game. You watch any football game. You're watching any basketball game regardless of the team.
Only playoffs. I will not watch that regular season
stuff. Well, the NBA and the NHL, they're a completely different system between playoffs and regular season.
Both of those. It's baseball, too. Baseball has the same thing where regular season games don't matter.
Yeah.
But Cuba, one of our friends and a roommate of mine, he's a big Yankee fan. He got me watching some of the Yankee Red Sox games. I found myself watching six or seven innings in a row randomly.
Because baseball can be exciting on any given day.
Yeah.
It's just the games overall don't matter unless you're looking down in the terms of series.
Yeah,
when you want to win series, and then when you start getting down to the end, when you're dealing with games behind, you're making it to the postseason. That's when it starts to matter in the end.
True. And what's so great about, I mean, there's a lot of media coming out of right now the NBA playoffs, to be honest. There's a lot of things happening, and it's so much so that no one's even caring. The Yankees are 9 games back in theirs, and they're tanking it.
Well, this is the most exciting playoffs for the NBA in a long time.
It really is, and it's because and the teams are all different, except sort of not. Detroit has made their 5th consecutive Eastern Conference Finals,
and the Spurs are back.
And the Spurs are probably going to win either tonight or, I mean, if it goes to a Game 7, that's really a toss-up, because that's Suns. First of all, that Suns team's going to be fired up, and one of the things, there was that Steve Nash, you know, Robert Horry debacle and everything like that. But basketball, for me, is really only a playoff sport. I just won't watch a regular. I wanted to say I'll go to a regular season game, but I went to one. We left early. We watched the Magic and the Rockets. Reggie and I, the Coral Snake, and I went to the Rocket game. And first of all, the seats were shit. And that's what hurts.
The only thing that sucked is after we left, the second half was awesome.
Yeah, and that's what you run
that. Always, that's why whenever you go to a sporting game, you can't leave early because it's always going to be one of the scenarios where the greatest comebacks. I remember I wasn't even at the game, but I was sitting at home. I was watching it. We were in college at the time, and we were watching Monday Night Football. And I think it was the Colts and Buccaneers, and the Buccaneers jumped out to this giant,
giant
lead. And Craig and a couple other people were like, "Oh, this game's over. Let's go see a movie." I'm like, "Nah, I'm gonna stay back and watch." And it was one of the greatest comebacks that Peyton Manning's ever had, and it was one of the greatest ones on Monday Night Football.
My favorite player.
And it was just, you can't know when something great is gonna happen, and then when you do stay and watch it. If somebody leaves, you know, the great thing always happens. And if you do stay, then it's crap. It's shit the whole way through.
Yeah, no, it's true. You never know what you're going to get.
That's why you got to stay.
But sometimes it's so hard.
And sometimes it is. Especially at, like, and I had free tickets to the Devil Rays and Rangers baseball game here Wednesday night. I chose not to go because they were lawn tickets. And I would have had to sit on the grass, and like they had it's just kind of thrown out in the middle of nowhere, and they have this grass field and watch it in. But it ended up being like a really high scoring game. I think it was like 11-8 or
regular
something
season
like that.
Game?
Yeah, it was this Wednesday.
It's the Devil Rays, though. I mean,
I know it was the Devil Rays and Rangers, and I'm like, I don't like Sosa. He's washed up, and he's the only player to go see.
No, you don't want to watch that. No. Crap baseball.
Yeah,
poop.
But anyway, this is 4th and Goal, and you can go ahead and visit us at our website. It's 4thandgoalshow.blogspot.com. You can go ahead.
The number four. TH.
And then you can visit us there. We got comments going up all the time. You can post comments, and we're pretty good at responding.
Yeah,
to everything
I would
that goes
say
in
so,
there.
Because I work really hard at work, so I have a lot of time.
Although we haven't updated it in a while, we probably gotta.
It was Tuesday or Wednesday.
It was Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday. Hasn't been much going on.
No, there wasn't.
World,
but I'm gonna watch the boxing fight tomorrow. Jermaine Taylor's fighting. He's fighting. I think it's HBO? Spinks, Corey Spinks.
Yeah,
it's free.
Spinks.
It's free. Thank you. So I don't have to spend $60.
That's nice.
And also, there's the Cavs game tonight that could be a closer, which is on right now. The Suns game, which could be a closer. So that could set up the conference finals. Everything could be set into the weekend. So I might throw some posts on there for just random stuff.
Well, that'd be really good. There's definitely stuff to check out. And by the time this gets put out there, it'll probably be Monday or Tuesday of the next week, so definitely go ahead and check it out. There'll be new stuff up. There's new stuff up going all the time. It's 4thandgoalshow.blogspot.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll actually move into the football portion of the show. And
maybe.
We'll see how we feel. NBA and NHL, they're kind of exciting right now.
Yeah,
and
they're hot.
Football,
they're hot.
You know, football's on the bottom part. Minicamp did start. They were closing, actually.
They were like those first ones that sometimes are optional when you're superstars.
Yeah, but now they're starting to get mandatory.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments, so bear with us. We'll be right back. Everyone, welcome back to 4th and Goal. I'm Mike Thomas, and with me is Craig and Reggie, a.k.a. the Coral Snake. And
giggity, giggity.
The first segment, we talked a lot about the NBA and NHL. Now let's actually move into the NFL portion of the program. And probably one of the bigger stories going on right now is Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers. Up there in Green Bay, there's been kind of a dilemma after the draft. Brett Favre demanded to be traded, or so the stories came
out. So the story said he claims negative.
He claims that they didn't, but at the time, there were stories coming out saying he demanded to be traded. There were also reports that the head coaches had called him and talked sense in him, and then he came out and said that he never made those claims. And then followed immediately on the heels of that story, he said he was not going to attend mandatory mini camp. He said that his ankle was hurting and his daughter was graduating and he wasn't going to.
Why should he attend mini camp? He's Brett Favre. If he doesn't want to go to mini camp, he shouldn't have to go to mini camp.
Well, here's the thing.
He's the star of the team.
He's the team he's at this point.
Just because you're Brett Favre, why does that mean you don't have to go to minicamp? It's not about him. It's not about his skills. It's about
it's
everyone
team
else.
Sport and stuff. But in the same token, this happens sports. It happens all across the board in all sports.
Always.
If it's going to
it does, but there's normally this time. At first, it was met with just kind of like, oh, whatever. He's Brett Favre. Who cares?
Right. He's a football diva.
Terrell Owens goes in and sneezes, and everyone's like, oh my God, he's a dick.
That's because he's already broken the seal, like what in basketball, Steven Jackson. He can look at a guy wrong, and he gets ejected.
Yeah, but shouldn't that same level... I mean, if anybody were to say... It doesn't matter who the player is. If anybody were to go, I'm not going to minicamp, negative talks about
him.
There
was negative talks about him. There were.
Yeah, it took a while.
But Brett Favre is a hero. He goes out on the
preferential treatment. That's what it is.
He goes out on the field. He throws touchdowns, and America looks at him like he just killed terrorists. He's a hero. He's Brett Favre. He's quintessential.
He doesn't cause problems like Terrell Owens. Come on now.
No, it's not even that. He's causing problems for his team now. He actually is causing problems because there's dissension. There's something going on there. Green Bay is a weak team. They have some young players in there. You've got that quarterback who's been sitting there now 4 years. It'll be his fourth year where he was a top-round pick.
Well, here's the thing. Brett Favre has – every year there's questions of whether he's going to come back. He's coming back for this year, at least this year.
I don't know why.
Now, he's coming back. He can still throw. Do you think that him coming back is actually helping that team?
No.
No.
Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be the quarterback of the future up there, and he hasn't taken snaps.
No snaps. And I hear the rumor is that Favre's a dick and that he's not a great cultivator.
Yeah, he's not. No. And he's not going to be the type of person that's going to let anybody – he doesn't train anybody. So the guy's just really sitting there on the sideline watching him. He's not communicating.
Guy.
And
he'll get his chance. They spent their money on him. He's not good trade bait.
But do you think – we don't even know. We don't know if he's good. They don't know. What if Green Bay – do you think if Aaron Rodgers had snaps, maybe they could have been a playoff team last year?
No.
Maybe they could be a playoff team this year.
Maybe
who
this
knows?
Year if he did last year.
Well, he did take a couple snaps against that Patriot game when Favre went down, and he ended up going down.
Oh, did he? I don't remember this game.
Yeah, he ended up going down.
Really?
Green Bay and the Patriots. Patriots fucked up with Favre. Favre went down with a broken hand.
How he throws better.
He injured his hand, and then they put Rodgers in. Rodgers got messed up like 3 days.
Well, that's
later.
Problems with their line.
Yeah.
Well, according to the power rankings, they are so close. They're ahead of the Raiders, the Browns, the Lions, the Texans, the Redskins, the Bucks, the Dolphins, and the Vikes, which I disagree with, actually.
I would put the Vikings up above them.
I was going to say, I would put the Vikings up. They picked up the best running back in the draft who could have instant impact, get them 1,000 yards that they didn't have. And I think, just for me, that the Lions in 2 years, not next year, will actually have something going.
You think so?
I think so, because if they can Drew Stanton is my dark horse quarterback pick of the year.
He's good, though.
I think he's good, but they didn't like his senior season at Michigan State. So had he gone as a junior, he would have been higher. He would have been a first rounder.
Well, that's a couple years up. I don't know. Detroit, they've always consistently underperformed on every level.
They had a good draft.
They always have good
I know
players.
They had a good draft. I know they did. But they constantly underperform.
I don't remember the last time they got the best athlete available.
They've been picking so many high draft picks, and none of them pan out. Well, there's problems
except for Roy Williams. Roy Williams.
See, I want to say
but he hasn't made it.
Last year, it was his breakout year. David Adamo's fantasy team. Didn't you see?
But it didn't equate to more wins for them.
No, but it really comes down to coaching with that team.
That's a together thing. Yeah, I agree.
It comes down to coaching for that team.
Yeah, but they've got enough talent on that team where the coaches and the front office should be able to have advanced the team. And they haven't made major changes to the coaching staff really over the years. I mean, they've switched out a couple of the coaches, but I think – is it the same coaching staff from last year?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't remember hearing anybody up there getting let go. That could be. I could be wrong on that. But they also, the front office, I'm pretty sure, is the exact same. And it's that's been constant
Millen,
for years.
Matt Millen. Well, he gets all the heat and all the glory, if there ever is to be glory, which at this point there isn't any. But
well, he's going to have to bring some pretty large playoff success for them to actually take the heat off of him.
I think taking Calvin Johnson in the draft was fantastic. Following that up with Drew Stanton, as I said, in the second round was great.
Yeah.
And I know that was all Millen because he doesn't let the coaches pick. He's not they don't have a Mike Shanahan up there. They don't have an Andy Reid or any of that. So, I mean, you're looking at I look at these power rankings, and I mean, I agree with some of it. You got the Pats at number one. And I do think so. They had a fantastic offseason.
Come on now.
Yeah. We'll hold off on that. We'll get into the power rankings in a little bit. But does anyone have anything else to add about Favre and Green Bay? I mean,
do you think he should just retire and go away? I do. I'm tired of
he needs to.
But I kind of love him also. I love him for he's a great quarterback. Him for 1998 and 97. Is that right? Is it 97 or 96?
I don't know.
Man, he was everything.
He was an All-American boy for football at the time. Now it's Tom Brady. So right. He needs to go. He's done.
You know what? I think Brett Favre can make a positive impact this year. But I think it's this year. I think if the team around him is as good and as talented as he believes it is, then I think that they could make a run, especially in the NFC, make a run at the playoffs, and who knows, maybe get a first-round upset. But I don't think they're going to get anywhere further this year.
I don't know about
and
that.
And next year, and in order for years down the road, there's no way that Brett Favre staying in now makes him a better team then. No, anything, they're going to suffer.
They need to put Rodgers in.
They need to give Rodgers a snap, and Brett Favre is just not going to let it happen. So you need the most success that he's going to bring them this year is a chance at a playoff win.
I don't even think they're going
to
get that far. I'm going
to
go seven.
They have to
I'm going
to
go
well.
Seven games for them, max. That's what I'm going to go with, since I'm going to solidify that as my pick for them. Seven wins.
Okay.
I could probably agree with that one as well.
You could probably maybe?
I think
I could probably maybe agree that I like your hat maybe I mean, sometimes. Maybe sometimes.
Sometimes.
Have an opinion. If you think they're going to get six, they're going to get six. You think they're going to get eight?
It's all about
Brett Favre leading them. How many wins, Coral Snake?
I'm going to have to go five.
Five wins.
Five wins.
Mike Thomas.
All right, I don't agree with the five wins. I'm not going
to
put a number on it because
put a number on it. We're playing a game here.
I have to say five because I don't think that line is ready to.
It's good that he said five and I said seven, so you have a lot of leeway here. You could go low. I don't think they're going to only win four. You could go high. You could go with eight. You could go with six, right?
Is this Price is Right and we're going closest without going over?
No. You either nail it or you don't.
All right. I'm thinking they're gonna finish either at 500 or a game above 500.
Whoa, he's saying nine.
Wow.
He's saying nine.
Wow.
I'm going to go on the record and say eight. I think they're going to get 500, and I think they have a good chance at sneaking into the playoffs because in the NFC, if it continues like it was last year, an 8-8 team will make it.
I honestly don't think the NFC is going to be this week as weak as they were last year. I don't think so.
Well, I don't see many teams in the NFC actually improving that much this year. All the teams
the Giants
improve,
will do better.
The Giants definitely will do better. Eagles will definitely be up top, of course. Dallas will probably come back out.
I think they will.
Big. I think the only two teams,
and then Seattle is. I don't think they're going.
There
be
were reports
off.
Coming out that his, that.
I don't think they're going to fall off.
I think they are because there were reports. The running back up there. My brain just died.
Sean Alexander.
There were reports that Sean Alexander's foot's still broken.
Yes, I heard of this.
So
he's also saying he's ready. He's ready for the best.
Yeah,
season
he's been
of his
saying
life.
That since
blah, blah, blah.
2 weeks after the accident. I think the only team. There are two teams in the NFC that improved on themselves drastically over last year. Mm-hmm. Is probably the Giants, and if the reports are coming out, the Washington quarterback is ready to play.
No. I'm going to go 49ers out of the NFC, which are going to be they're going to make the playoffs before the Packers do.
I think they could battle it out for the playoffs.
I don't know.
I
want to go with my eight teams for the NFC are going to be Dallas. Anyway, they could all be from the – no, they can't then.
No.
Because they can't.
All right, yeah, let's do the earliest playoff predictions we possibly could.
That's right.
Might as well do that.
Why not?
Throw it out there.
Okay, NFC East, who's winning, boys? Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Redskins. I'm going to go rough here. I'm taking the boys.
You're taking the boys?
To win the NFC East and get that.
I'm going to have to go with the Eagles. You got D-Nap.
If he stays on 2 feet.
But they also got that backup quarterback now that –
No. He's a rook. He's got nothing.
The problem with the Eagles is that there's a lot It seems like there's a lot of problems already in
How
the locker
room.
How
about a lot of eggs in one basket named Donovan McNabb?
You know one funny thing that they get rid of one of their top receivers, Dante Stallworth, even though he was injured last year, he made some awesome catches.
Yeah, that was they made some – I think they've let go – they let go of a lot of people this
poor
year.
Poor decisions on that.
Yeah. I don't think the Eagles are going to be a playoff team next year.
So who are you taking?
For the NFC East? Why don't you just run down your champions and then your two wild cards for the NFC?
For my NFC, I'm going East. I'm going the Cowboys. North, I'm going to say the Chicago Bears, but I don't think they're going to get very far. South, I just cannot take the Falcons, and I know you will for whatever reason. I'm going to give it to the Saints again. I think they're going to have a good quality year, and I'm thinking that the West is going to get so messed up that, yeah, the 49ers are going to win it. The two wild cards are going to end up being probably – this is tough. This is rough here. I'm going to give it to – I'm going to go with the Giants because I think that – they're going to have a better season, although I don't like what's his face? The guy who's mean-faced. You know your stepdad hates him? Coughlin, is that his name?
Yeah.
Oh, God, nobody likes him.
No, nobody.
Nobody likes him. I'm going to go there, and actually, I want to say that the Panthers will be better, but I can't say it. But I'll give them the last one.
Delhomme is done.
He's not done. But
he's done.
You know, they picked up some good things, too. So those are my six from the NFC. What do you got?
All right, go ahead, Reggie.
Let's see. I probably will have to agree with the Cowboys because Eagles.
Because you're smart.
Yeah.
Eagles, Cowboys for sure for the East. For the North, you know what? I'm going to go with the Vikings on that one.
That's a dark horse pick to win a division. I wanted to give them almost a wild card, but I'm also going to go 7 games, 8 on a good day.
I'm really going to give it to the Vikings because the Lions, I don't think, are going to step up.
That's all right.
And the Bears.
Who'd you take first in the fantasy draft, Reggie? First round, everybody.
Crumpler.
That's Algie Crumpler at tight end. So this coming from Reggie. He
thinks
the Vikings
This is our massive football knowledge here at the table. We've got.
Hey, I drafted fine.
Yeah, I made it to the finals.
Well,
this year
he
made it to the finals. I didn't make it. I made it to semifinals.
You made it to semifinals. So yeah. I gave him an early exit.
No, it wasn't early. It was the second round. It was the semis that you beat me and David beat him.
There wasn't that many rounds.
It was just that.
Yeah, it was.
It was that.
Yeah. Okay, you made it to the first.
No,
round
I
of the
won
the
first play. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. No, you lost the first playoff game.
Yeah,
to me.
To you. But I had sex with your mother.
Yeah, you keep saying that,
and you keep wondering.
Nah.
I was there enough.
You probably were. All right,
she doesn't listen.
Did you finish your picks?
No. South, I'm definitely going to have to agree with the Saints because.
Oh, he's not taking the Falcons.
No. The Falcons, I'll put him at a wild card. I think they'll
okay.
be. I'll put him at a wild card contention.
And West?
And for the West, I have to go with the 49ers on that one.
Your last wild card?
I'll give it to the Rams.
All right.
The Rams,
Mike Thomas.
I have to give it to the Rams for that one.
That's it happens. I don't know.
I think the division leaders are going to be pretty much okay. I think the Cowboys, there's nobody in that division that are really going to compete with them too much. They'll probably win that division pretty easy. I think that team's only going to get better. The only reason I could see them falling off is new coaching. And who knows how that is going to
affect.
That could go both ways.
11 wins for the Cowboys. 11.
For the North, Chicago Bears, I have a hard time seeing them not winning that division, at least at this stage in the game.
Quality team still.
The Saints, by all rights, they should only get better this next year. I don't think that they're going to – I don't think it's one of those systems where you learn how to beat it and then you go out and defend it and everyone's going to copy it. I think they've got enough talent at every skill position on offense where they're going to be in almost every game.
They lost Horn and gained Robert Meacham in the draft. Fantastic. Yep.
Meacham has awesome hands.
Yes, he does.
When you saw that.
The West, that one's kind of fucked up.
It's tough.
That one –
you can go 49ers or Rams for that one.
I could go 49ers. I'm leaning towards the Rams, but that's more of like a crazy.
I forgot about the Cardinals.
I don't think.
Eight games.
I don't
eight
like. Maybe. I don't like Wisenhunt as a head coach. I don't know why.
He was the coordinator at
the. He was
Pittsburgh,
the offensive
right?
coordinator for Pittsburgh. Everyone thought that he was going to be the lock to be their new head coach.
No, they went with the black guy.
I thought they were going to go with Russ Grimm. They surprised everyone and took Mike Tomlin.
Diversity.
We should have seen the writing on the walls because the Rooney Rule. Dan Rooney's their owner, and he enacted the you have to interview black player or black coaches for every head coaching position.
Right.
Okay.
So should have seen it, but I thought for sure they were going to take Russ Grimm. So I'm going to have to go with the Rams as just kind of throwing a dart.
Okay,
and
so
guessing which one.
Your two wild cards.
My two wild cards. I'm going to have to go with.
Time's up. You're done. You don't get wild cards.
I'm going to have to say Seattle and Green Bay. That's my
foolishness.
Two wild cards.
Absolute foolishness. Give us your AFC since you're already going.
All right, my AFC.
Which is probably easier.
Yeah, the AFC East, I think the Patriots had the best offseason out of everyone. They were already a couple plays away from winning and going to the Super Bowl.
Again.
I think
again.
They're going to be easily one of the number one, if not the number one seed, then the number two seed. The North, it's messed up a little bit.
The Ravens.
Yeah.
They added to their team.
I really think, the Ravens are going to I don't know if the D is going to hold up because they've been getting old for a while. But
yeah, they are.
The Ravens, I think they're going to be the ones to win the North, but it's going to be a close battle between them, the Bengals, and the Steelers, I think. Because the Steelers, it's up in the air. You don't know how the new coach is going to work out.
Very true.
We don't know how the defense is going to handle it. And you need to know Ben Roethlisberger, he's a giant question mark. Is he going to come out and play like he did 2 years ago, or is he going to come out and play last year, or like he did last year?
He's damaged goods.
So that's too much of a question mark to name them the winner, as much as I would like to. For the South, I think that's pretty much a given with the Colts, although, no, that's pretty much a given.
Yeah.
I really don't see how – I know people talk Jacksonville, and every year they talk Jacksonville, and every year Jacksonville lets you down.
Every year.
They always do. It's always the last couple of games that they let you down.
They'll
big
get
time.
To the playoffs sometimes. I don't think they did last year, actually. They missed it. They go 8-8, right?
They missed it because of the loss to the Titans.
Yeah. That makes sense.
The loss to the Titans cost – and then another team winning – made him lose the playoffs.
Okay, so he's taking the Colts. For the West,
I think the safe pick's the Chargers. I don't know if they're going to have that same year again, but it's hard to pick anyone else in that division.
Who has, I mean, how do you pick against a team that starts LT?
Yeah, so I think you have to pick San Diego to win that division. My two wild card, I'm going to have to say Pittsburgh. And I have to say Pittsburgh. I mean, at that point.
He's so biased.
Let's go.
He's thinking about this way
I'm
too much.
I'm thinking about this way too much.
This is cursory, man. We can do three
it's
more.
It's cursory. No, because if you pick it right now.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Then you're a god. I'm going to have to say Denver.
If you're, I was going to say. I'm like, how are you not saying Denver? Because Denver could be a pick for the win. All right, Coral Snake. What do you got for your AFC?
Obviously, the Pats for sure. I mean.
Coming out the East.
Yeah, coming out the East. For the North, you know, I almost want to say the Bengals.
So say it.
But I'm not going to.
He's not
going to. I'm not going to. I really have to go with the Ravens on that one.
All right.
For the South, of course, you got to go with the Colts.
Right.
And then for the East.
That's the West.
Oh, the West. You know what? I'm going to say Chargers, but I also do want to say the Broncos.
Are the Broncos going to be one of your wild cards then?
You know what? I'm going to put the Chargers as my wild card and go with the Broncos.
Okay. And your second wild card?
My second wild card, I'm going to take Jacksonville.
All right. Okay.
Because I mean, you got
interesting.
You got an up and coming running back right in Jacksonville.
I don't know. Jones-Drew had a great season, but I feel like both he and Reggie Bush, and it hurts me to say this, could do a Cadillac thing.
I don't think so. Cadillac. He dropped off with poor coaching. That's the
sophomore.
With poor coaching out of Tampa.
I think Reggie Bush is more raw talent. Than Maurice Jones-Drew, and I think Jones-Drew is going to be singled out, and it's going to be harder for him
Very
to.
True.
He's going to have less running
yards.
I don't think he's going to make the same type of impact he did this year as he did last year.
Well,
and Reggie Bush, it's hard to single him out, even though the defenses are going to. But you can't rely on it too much because he's got weapons all over the field in terms of receivers.
They already planned for Reggie Bush because they thought him coming in was going to make an immediate impact. Week 1 through 6, he really didn't do anything.
It was all Jones.
No, he was a rookie.
It was all Deuce.
Yeah, but he finished with almost 1,000 yards, and he finished with a lot of all-purpose yards and a lot of touchdowns, and actually was a valid candidate for Rookie of the Year at that point. And Jones-Drew really got under the radar for a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
He would get the ball to the backfield, and he was past the line of scrimmage before anybody knew because he's, first of all, he's 5'8" and 2.25". So he's
fast.
Tiny and small, low to the ground. So I'm not going to take Jacksonville for any of that. But I'm going, of course, with the Pats from the East. I am actually going to go with, and this is just a hope and a prayer, and only because I don't even know why I like some of their players. It's probably because I end up always picking them from a fantasy team. I want the Bengals to finally – yeah. I like Hoosh, and I had Rudy and Hoosh last time, and I'm not going to again, but I want them coming out of the North, and I got to go with the Colts. My favorite player of all time for football there is Peyton Manning, so I'm going with that, and I think the Broncos are going to win the West, And for the wild cards, I'm going to give the Chargers and the Ravens the two wild card spots there. But the Ravens probably are going to win that instead of losing it to the Bengals, like I said. Well, but I'm still going to go with it.
Bengals goes come out on the wild card side.
Yeah, but they fail at that. Yeah. Didn't they fail at that last year? They had the chance.
Yeah, they had to win their last game, and the Steelers beat them.
They fail. And the reason none of us, I don't think any of us said the Falcons. I don't think you didn't. Did you give them a wild card?
I gave them
wild card.
And one of the reasons that we're not saying they're going to win that division when, you know, it's only stronger now because of the Saints. It's still not it was never a huge division to be in. For how many years now did Vic have a chance to dominate that division? Michael Vick could have stolen that division
from the get-go.
From 99.
From the get-go.
Well, maybe not his first year, but just remember
that. No, because the Bucs had some good teams, good defenses.
There was that year they won that playoff game in Lambeau. Yeah. That should have been Michael Vick.
That was the 2 seasons ago when they went what was it?
No, it was more than two.
It was more than two.
They lost 3 games.
It was the winner of 02.
They went 5 years ago. It was a while ago.
I was in the dorms.
No, the year that they went up against the Eagles, Mike, Craig, and I were living together in the NFC playoffs.
He was talking about Lambeau.
Oh, Lambeau.
Or at least that's what I was talking about.
No, yeah.
No, that was the same year that they won in Lambeau as well.
No, because I thought that was...
No, it wasn't.
No.
You sure? The Falcons
won in Lambeau? I'm almost positive we were living... It was our freshman year at college.
That was a while ago.
Okay. Because I remember them winning that year also in Lambeau.
You know, the Falcons drafted well and everything, but their biggest problem lies on their $100 million man.
Oh,
and the fact that they gave him... They give him all this money... And then they lose their backup quarterback to the Texans, and they let him go. They didn't have to do that. And they've got no one backing him up.
Nobody at all.
And then you've got he's so, I want to say talented, but then I really can't even anymore because he's proven time and time again he's unreliable.
Well, here's the thing. I'm gonna hold off on saying that as well until I see how he performs this year under new coaching. Because supposedly this new coach, all the previous coaches before didn't allow him to call audibles. This is going to be the first year he's actually able to call audibles.
Bobby Petrino from Louisville.
Yeah, he's going to allow him to give him the options. I can see something in the defense. I'm calling an audible.
Well, there's definitely...
But do you trust his vision? I don't know.
There's questions about his ability on the field. There's definitely... There's questions about his quarterbacking talent. There's no question about his athleticism and what he can do running with the ball.
I mean, right.
But there's questions with what he can do as a quarterback, reading defenses, knowing where to put the ball. He had a couple great games
this season, but he
hasn't been able to put together consistently
stellar performances. You could see he has the talent. It's just that where does it go from week to week?
And now, worst of all, he's always been followed by off-the-field problems. And Reggie, you tell us about what he's been doing recently.
To end the season, he's getting on an airplane, gets pulled over, customs. Supposedly he has a bottle of water, reeks of marijuana. So that's problem number one.
Fantastic.
As of recently, he was...
Because you can't have weed at your house when you get home. I mean, it's not like you need to travel with this. The several hours you're going to be on the plane...
You can go into the bathroom.
You can't.
Well, I mean, to be fair, he didn't actually have anything on him.
No, he didn't have anything
on him. They found a secret compartment that smelled like it, but didn't they do tests and nothing came out of it?
Yes, they did.
But the fact that he's at least just in the news and it's bringing a bad name...
Or did the NFL conspiracy just cover it up? Because he's a $110 million man.
And then now... Recently, that came out in the news, family member of his.
Cousin.
Cousin.
This is why you shouldn't have any cousins. They suck.
Cousin living in a house in Virginia gets pulled over at a club with marijuana with the intent to sell.
Oh, I didn't hear about this part.
Yeah, that's how he got tied into the whole dogfighting thing.
Oh.
There was news in the past about him supposedly being a part of a dogfighting ring, but they couldn't follow up on it. But recently, they... pulled over his cousin, caught him with drugs with the intent to sell. They searched the house, end up finding tons of weed, and then finding these dogs that are all beat up and mangled.
So they
arrested his cousin, and being that Vic owns the house,
he gets busted for it as well.
I got nothing against dog fighting, but you're okay. All right, Reggie.
What do you mean you don't have anything against dog
fighting?
Whatever.
I was talking with Cuba about it yesterday because he's like, they got legal cockfighting in Puerto Rico where they put razor blades on the chicken feet. I'm not kidding you. I'm like, I'm going to Puerto Rico. I don't like travel, but you know how much money I will lose and then be happy because a chicken kicked another chicken in the face and cut its eyeballs out? Think about that. It's that's crazy. Not fun wow. to you?
It's
that's
crazy.
Not fun to you?
It's
no,
crazy.
No. I like dogs. I love my dog. I got a dog. And I have nothing against those people who, you know, they're cruel to animals. They suck. They know where they're going. They're going to hell. But, okay, you're Michael Vick. You, right
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
You are Michael Vick right now. We're doing role play. You have 100. I mean, I don't even know how much money you have in the bank because you probably spend it retarded anyway. But your contract's worth probably the most in the league next to Peyton Manning, if
very
not
true.
A little bit more.
Very true.
You're protected by the league almost at all costs as long as you don't do the ultimate fuck up and get caught with something like this. What are you thinking?
I'm screwed.
No. What makes you allow this to happen around you? Why do you do it? Why do you do it? What do you need?
See, for me, if I was in that situation.
You are. You're Mike Vick right now.
It comes down to I didn't know. I didn't know what was going on. Just
yeah,
simple.
But if you're Michael Vick, you know that people are going to be watching your every move, everything you do. If you make one mistake, it's going to be magnified. Don't you know what's happening in your own house?
Well,
it's just his cousin.
It's not even his own house.
But he owns it.
He owns it, but he doesn't live there.
It doesn't matter if you own that property. If you rent a house to somebody.
You're going to want to know what's going on
there.
If
there's growing weed in your house, you're going to be liable.
And,
yeah,
I mean, we all know that eyewitness accounts don't matter for much, but
for
there's eyewitness, I think they said there's 10 eyewitnesses that
yes.
can place
oh, yeah,
him as having
fighting.
Knowledge of the dog fighting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it just comes out to the fact you don't trust family, plain and simple.
Do you think he's going to get suspended over this?
Oh, there's been already threats by PETA, that whole animal organization
yeah.
that's been sent to the front office of the Falcons saying, he needs to be suspended for the whole year. And
all right, Mike Thomas.
Especially
okay.
under those new rules that the NFL put in.
Reggie was Vic just then. You're Roger Goodell. You just took out Pac-Man Jones for a year. You took out Chris Henvey for 8 games. You're probably going to give Tank somewhere between 2 and 4 games because he did legitimately serve 60 days in jail. There's got to be something said for that. The man did pay some of his debt. Now you're looking at Michael Vick. Nothing is proven yet. So 2 scenarios. Still nothing is proven. Do you suspend him? Things do get proven. What's the suspension?
I think what you need to do, and he's gonna have to come down with something because he's not punishing them because they did something wrong. He's punishing them because they're bringing down the NFL brand and the name of every other player and every other team and the league as a whole. And that's why he's punishing them, because he doesn't want these players to do anything stupid. Not because he cares that, you know, they're actually breaking the law or anything like that. He just doesn't want to affect the. He doesn't want to bring down the image of the NFL, and he wants to bring that back.
He doesn't want it to be like baseball with the steroids.
Exactly. So at the very
some more of that just came out too, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Giambi. I mean,
yeah,
what the hell?
Giambi
no. Anyway.
At the very minimum, ridiculous. I think he has to fine Michael Vick for bringing down the name, and then at a later time, if the law finds him, you know, guilty and had knowledge of it. And stuff like that. Then I think
was betting on it.
Is betting on it. Yeah. If something like that happens, then a serious suspension in terms of at least a couple games. I would not be shocked to see that come down, and I'd almost be shocked if he doesn't. Only because of the stance he made. Had this been a year ago, and we still had Tagliabue in there, I would have expected nothing at all.
Oh yeah.
And
nothing
no,
would
unless
happen.
The NFL conspiracy can do a little brush under with this, because I feel like they actually have that kind of power. I don't know if they do. Unless they can, this is why I can't pick the Falcons to even get a wild card, because I think he may have been at one of these. He may have seen this may get in trouble for it.
Well,
supposedly
he has dogs that do the dog fighting.
That's terrible.
I don't think Michael Vick will be under center for the first 2 games of the season. I really don't. I think he's going to be suspended. I think
well,
it's going to be a very small suspension.
They have nobody.
And at the very minimum, I believe he's going to get fined a pretty decent chunk of money.
No, they have Joey Harrington. I'm sorry.
They've got Joey Harrington and DJ Shockley. I have DJ Shockley's jersey card. It's valued at about $2.
Yeah, no.
It costs more than that to buy a pack.
It's a good piece of cardboard.
That's exactly what it is. It costs more to buy the pack than to get his card. Joey Harrington, we've seen, and this was a big one, let me down, because it was one of my dark horse quarterback picks of 2001 or whatever he came into the league. Man, did he F it up and just dunk off all that talent that he had in Detroit. He could have thrown to every USC receiver that ever came out of USC.
The thing is, the football's the type of game where you just can't put raw talent out there and expect them to win.
I'm not convinced that Joey ever had any. No. It was those receivers that did. And they went off to die, except for the one, the good Roy Williams, not the bad one, not the USC one, the Texas one.
Yeah.
The one that stayed and still is on Detroit. I believe he's the one from Texas. I could check it, but why?
Yeah, whatever.
Battery's about to die.
It does that. because it's a really crappy laptop, but it costs $480, and it's a Toshiba, and it doesn't have Microsoft Word, and I have a lot of trouble writing the articles that I have to write, and because I have to format them over. It sucks.
That sucks.
It sucks big time.
Type them in HTML.
Yeah, I'm going to actually not do that.
I'm just saying.
You are just saying. And what you're saying is that Michael Vick is a douchebag.
No, he is, and that's why.
No, he's really a piece of shit.
He is,
and I hope he listens to this.
For being stupid enough to be a part of something like that, not knowing what your family's doing in your own house, that you said, "Hey, you can live in it because I have the money." That's kind of stupid to allow that.
Oh, it's terrible.
All right.
And then when that happened, and I saw Matt Schwab got dealt, I knew the Falcons' season was over.
They are already. So done.
It's already done.
But you picked him for your wild card. So what are you saying?
Anything can happen.
He's got the eternal hope of a sports fan.
I got work done in Norwood in the backfield.
That's actually, any of you can guess, how many yards per carry did Jarius Norwood have last season?
He averaged at least over 10.
Incorrect.
No?
Yards per carry, dude. Yards per carry. 10. Nobody gets 10.
Yards per carry, I would say 2.5.
6.9.
No? And how many carries?
100 and he had 700 something yards. So he had some legit carries. So that's why I was saying, because it's a cool stat that he really did have a lot. And no running back gets over 10. No. Nobody. There's no. Some of the Vic does sometimes. He'll have games where he'll be at 10, but he's Mike Vick, and that's because he can't throw. So, alas, right.
Well,
we're left with.
I guess that's it. We pretty much covered everything we need to.
I think. For right now, there'll be so much more next week.
Oh, there's
going to
be so much more.
Fourth and goal.
Keep coming back. Go ahead and subscribe to us on iTunes. You can find us in the iTunes Music Store, and you can also find us at fourthandgoalshow.blogspot.com. You can also send emails, questions, comments, everything to fourthandgoalshow@gmail.com.
We'll read them live. We'll read them live.
We could very well do that.
Read your comments.
So go ahead. Go ahead and visit the website, send us email, do everything, and make sure to come back next week for episode 2. The return of Fourth and Goal, hopefully, unless we get canceled, but it's our own.
You know what's so funny about
that
is we laid out the money. We can't be canceled.
We can't.
There's
how
no
awesome
it
is that?
There is no way to get canceled.
We could have been canceled in the other one. Not that we actually – we didn't get, no, but
we were,
you know,
awesome.
Mike and I have done this before with some other people. Reggie was involved a little bit with the phone and everything, and we could have been canceled on that. We can't now.
Nope. This is us.
Fucking
we get to say everything we want. We can say whatever we want. We can do whatever we want. We just can't play music.
Yeah, you got to stop touching me under the table, too.
I can do what I want.
I really wish you'd stop.
All right, once again.
Very distracting.
For Craig and Reggie, a.k.a. The Coral Snake, I'm Mike Thomas. And right,
see you next time.
Whatever. By next week, I might have a cool outro. I don't have it now.
He's not going to. I want to try. And also, by next week, I want to see if I can come up with one, too.
You do that.
I'm going to come up with a better one.
It's an outro off.
Do it. I mean, on the blog, I joked that he was the coral snake.
And everybody came in as those.
As those.
You know.
Didn't you find that funny?
I did. At first, I had to go back to your post and go back to email and be like, who's who? I don't understand.
I loved his explanation for the coral snake.
I forget what it was, but it was pretty much something relating to. It started off with, he's black, so it would be cliche if we called him Black Racer, Black Mamba, Black Python, any of that. That's cliche. So I thought, what's a colorful snake? The coral snake. And then I'm like, if Reggie bit me, I'd probably get infected and I'd probably die.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fourth and Goal. It's Fourth and Goal, right? Not Fourth and Goal Show?
It's just Fourth and Goal. www.fourthandgoalshow.blogspot.com.
You don't need no www.
But it can hurt.
Maybe it does.
It doesn't. I've done both.
Shut up.
You shut up.